I'm terribly disappointed in you. The words hung in the air like a spiderweb hungrily anticipating wandering prey, but Viosage was too groggy to recognise the trap. His eyes flitted open and squinted, but blurry vision registered little more than a frail figure standing in front of him, a thin splotch of white clothes with long dark hair dripping to a navel, a gothic parody of impressionism that warned him to close his eyes, envision more pleasing images. With deliberation, Viosage inhaled deeply. Rich pine scents mingled with the musky odours of rotting trees, and moss-covered branches greeted his nostrils. But the groggy stupor held fast, refused to be casually tossed aside. Coarse bark gnawed at his back, teased his consciousness into recalling his bonds. He tugged against toothed twine, winced. Sore wrists protested, but the pain helped clear his mind, so he persisted with repeated, futile efforts as faint shadows of memories began to surface.